Readers Entertainment presents Book Lights, where we are shining the light on good books.
Good evening. This is Deborah Parmley, the host of Book Lights. And we have several surprises for you here tonight. I'm also a historical romance author, and for those who enjoy mail order bride stories, I have a treat for you tonight. For the next 2 days, my book Isabella, Bride of Ohio is on sale for 99 cents at Amazon. And my guest tonight also writes historical romance. And I also have another guest on the line who is joining Circle of Seven and will be a host of Readers Entertainment Radio. Patricia Fisher is on the line. So I'm thrilled to have Hildy McQueen with me live tonight on the show, and I'll tell you a little bit about Hildy. Best-selling author Hildy McQueen loves unusual situations and getting into interesting adventures, which is what her characters do as well. She writes romance because she is in love with love. Author of romance in Highland Historical, Western Historical, and Contemporary, she writes something every reader can enjoy. Most days, she can be found in her pajamas, hiding from delivery men, while drinking tea from her David Gandy coffee mug. In the afternoon, she browses the internet for semi-nude men to post on Facebook. Hildy's favorite pastimes are romance conventions, traveling, shopping, and reading. She resides in beautiful small-town Georgia with her superhero husband, Kurt, an unruly boy, Chihuahua Pepito, and a spoiled rotten girl, Chiweeny, named Lola. Welcome, Hildy. I'm excited you could join me tonight.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here, too. I loved hearing my bio. You read it well.
A good one. I had fun reading it. And welcome, Patricia, to Circle of Seven and Readers Entertainment and to Book Lights.
Thank you so much for having me. This is wonderful.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, we're going to have some fun tonight. So let's start off with Hildy, and if you'll tell us about your newest book, Lucille, A Lucky Bride, we'll get started there.
Okay, well, I started this series, and it's almost like a mail-order bride series, but it's called Brides for All Seasons. So we started off in January with Wilhelmina, A Winter Bride, and then on Valentine's Day, Aurora, A Romantic Bride released, and now today, St. Patrick's Day week, Lucille, A Lucky Bride released. And this bride, she's different. The other two came to Montana from Philadelphia, and these are 1870s, and they went to Montana to get married. And Lucille didn't come with those intentions. She came as a companion to one of the other ladies. She came with Aurora. And so her book starts out, she already knows the hero. So it's a little different than the other two because they know each other. And it's been dislike at first sight. So it's a very different story from the first two in that they go through a lot of different things as far as coming together. And then she's a feisty girl. She's Irish. And he is a melancholy guy who's having a very hard time getting over his mother's death. So, you know, it was a different story to write in. Challenging but fun nonetheless.
Yes. Oh, that sounds like fun. So now, we both enjoy writing Western historical romances, and we've been in one mail order bride series together. Within the historical romance genre, mail order bride stories are incredibly popular. What do you think makes readers love them so much?
You know, it's funny that it seems like the longer time goes by in everything, it comes around full circle. And I don't know if you two have noticed, but the what is that called? The dating, the online dating is coming back. You know, all these different dating websites are up. And it's funny because to me, mail order brides were like the Match.com of the 1800s, you know. So I think that really we can still relate because, you know, who cannot relate to meeting someone online and all you do is communicate via letters or in emails in this case, and then maybe you move on to telephone and then on and on. But, you know, back then that was the same thing. They corresponded, they replied to ads, they found out whether or not they had things in common, and then the women would travel west. So I think it's cool. It's interesting to think of what would happen if I were in their shoes, you know. You know, these people are brought together, and then they have to stay together because they're married. It's not like they're coming to a date. Their first date is usually a wedding.
Exactly. Nothing like jumping right in with both feet.
Exactly, oh, and gosh. I think that makes it interesting.
Writing historical romance can be so much fun, and now all three of us are actually writing historical romance right now. But, Kelly, what is your favorite part of stepping back into this time period?
Well, I think it's the simplicity of back in those days. Life was harder but simpler as far as outside influences. You know, we have so much interaction and information now. And so just stepping backwards, to me, it's been fun to discover, you know, the lifestyles and how different things were back then. And it's almost like we have our own little time machine by reading historicals or writing them too. I don't know if you feel the same way. Like, all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, I'm in the 1700s. I get those feelings. I get those sensations, the smells, everything is so different.
Oh yes. I have that, especially with the 1920s story that I wrote, that I went to Hot Springs, Arkansas, and stayed in the Arlington Hotel and took the hot baths just like they did, and Al Capone had rented the
right.
floor. So I was just immersed in all that, and it was wonderful. But we do that in our imagination so much, too. So
yeah.
How about you, Patricia? Exactly. What is your favorite part of stepping back?
Well, I was a nurse for a long time, so I always look at it from a medical point of view. Sadly, I'm thinking, boy, these people are really strong and survivors, considering what the limited medical care was, but also very driven. And I love reading. It's almost like they're more passionate because the drive is so strong to go somewhere. I mean, it's one thing to move from one state to another, but think about, they couldn't just hop on the boat and go back. I mean, they had to really want to go and know that that was it. So the adventure is I think, just sweeping and swoon-worthy for sure.
Exactly. All right.
And I think it was a lot of money to travel, too, whether you went across the ocean or even took a train ride across the country. Even back for those days, it was like $500. That's a lot of money for those people.
It really was. And what an adventure. You know, they didn't have TVs and movies to show them what these new places were. They were, it would be like us going into space to a place we'd not seen, because they didn't have anything to show visuals of what it might be. So I just love all of that, of course. I'm keeping an eye on the time because this is a short show, 15 minutes. So I want to make sure that readers know where to find you on the web. Hildy, can you give us your website?
Yes, my website is easy. It's hildymcqueen.com. So my name.
All right, very good. And where can readers find you in person? Do you have any events coming up?
As a matter of fact, I'm going to be at the Romantic Times Convention in Atlanta the first week in May. And on Sunday, for those people that don't have tickets, Sunday is open to the public. And it's they have a big readers, it's called the RT Readers Roundup, and anybody can come in and meet writers and cover models, too, and other people in the industry. So I'll be there. And then in June, I will be in Cincinnati at the Laurie Foster Reader Author Get-Together, which I think we hooked up there and had a great time, you and I.
Yes. I want to come badly. I'm trying to make it happen. We've had a little bit of a family situation here, but we'll see what happens. I always say I have to ask, so many of our listeners love audiobooks. Are any of your books available in audio yet?
The first Bride book, Wilhelmina, A Winter Bride, is actually in production right now. I just got the first half of the book to review. So hopefully end of April, it should be out in audio, and then the next one will start production after that. I'm excited about
that. Oh,
that's
exciting. That'll just be good.
You know, that's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. All right, listeners, you heard it here. Keep an eye out for that now. Okay, and what project are you working on now? Do you have any new books on the horizon?
Yes, like I said, Lucille, The Lucky Bride, released today, and then Esther and Easter Bride, which is the fourth one in the series, will release this next month on April the 18th. So, and it's Esther is one of the bride's cousins, Aurora's cousin, so, and she will be marrying Aurora's husband's brother.
Very good, very good. All right, now, this is one of those fun questions that I'd like all three of us to answer. If you could have dinner with any one of your heroes, who would it be and why?
That's hard. All of them.
All of them. Yeah.
I think one of the people I would love to have dinner with would be Nora Ephron. She was just such an amazing screenwriter, and just the way she just strung words together and always made you laugh and feel good, but still hit your heart with, you know, really strong stories about life. And sometimes it's great, sometimes it's not, but you keep going. So I think she would be just a wonderful dinner date for sure.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
I'm going to go fictional and pick my hero from Even Heroes Cry, because he's a war veteran, and I think we would have a lot to talk about. So it's Adam Ford from Even Heroes Cry.
I'm going to choose the hero from Isabella, which is the 99-cent book. I'm going to choose that one because he's a Pinkerton agent, and I find that very, very interesting, and I would love to ask him all sorts of questions. Now you and I both have series. We have books in that same series, so you might mention yours real quick too, because if they're looking up Isabella, yours will be close by.
Yeah, mine is Judith, a Bride of Wyoming, and Judith is a feisty girl that ends up going out as a mail order bride, but when she gets there, her husband's dead. Her husband to be is dead, so she ends up having to turn into a care provider for a single dad, and so that turns into them falling in love. Great story.
And
I just say so myself.
Hey, I enjoyed it. So, check that out. Checking out mine. Now go check out Sylvie's book, too. All right. So, is there anything else you'd like to add before we jump off here? We've got maybe 1 minute more.
Well, I just want to thank you for having us and having the show. It's great to be able to get on here and meet other writers and listen to what people are working on. It's always so much fun. The literary world is amazing.
It is. I have a blast interviewing you. All right. So just
it was wonderful, Hildy.
All right. Well, thank you both for joining me here tonight. It's been so much fun chatting with you both. I want to thank everyone for listening tonight, and hope you join in next week when BookWise returns every Tuesday night, 8:30 Eastern, where we shine a light on good books. Good evening, everyone.
Thank you for joining us on BookLights. Be sure to connect with us at readersentertainment.com for articles, blogs, videos, and podcasts that matter to readers.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.